And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. And Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, watching the Royal Polaris unload a big catch this morning, and a lot of action down here. And we have some action right here in the studio with Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News. We're going to be talking about the Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tournament, Jackpot Tournament, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great day with Pat in here, man.
Yeah, long time, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Ready to go.
Yeah, and boy, you're just fresh back from Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, kind of the finale to their season. And what a season it's been up there, huh?
It was a amazing season. They had all those regulations had been eased, 38 inches to 45 inches on the minimum halibut. They allowed king salmon, you know, three a day, nine. It was having that. It was incredible. And the weather we had was amazing. While you guys were suffering down here, we were up there in perfect skies. It was it was a great trip.
God, sounds fantastic. And you came home with how many boxes of fish?
Four. That's the most I've ever brought home.
Four boxes. You had to pay some overage, that's for sure.
Yeah. My wife says, how much is that? And I said, this is like $2 a pound if we're bringing it home.
Yeah,
we
got to
bring it home.
Yeah,
still
so
worth
I sent
everything.
An entire box back up to Western Outdoor News for all the guys up there and then my neighbors. So we're back down to the normal two boxes.
There you go.
So, yeah, but it was fantastic trip, great fishing. Seth had all the protocols in place. We ate at the not together, but individually in our condos, you know, the way he's got set up. Everything was sterile and perfect, and the staff I mean, I just think that guy is brilliant.
Yeah. He is brilliant. And the way he pulled it off from right from the beginning when we were there, we were the second trip in, or first trip in in early June or mid-June. Mm-hmm. And the way he pulled it off during this COVID thing, he is a brilliant guy.
And they really
and that's why he's the best.
They took it serious. Like, that's what I appreciated about it. It wasn't like, we're going to do this because that's what we have to do to operate. Like, they're very serious about it. Like, you felt safe the whole time.
Well,
like,
I got to mention one thing. When we went up there, usually Chris Wheaton and I, we go up together and we host the trip for Western Outdoor News. And we stay and hang out with Seth. Sometimes even stay at his place if the lodge is busy and full. So we'll go up there and have dinner. We'll go out and fish one day on his boat and like that. This time, it was like 6 foot distance, got the mask, no dinner, sorry, Pat. And I was like, oh, man, this is going to be a bummer of a trip, man. We're not going to be able to hang out with Seth and just have a normal, you know, extra 2 days. And we went up and fished an extra 2 days, but we did not have anything really to do with Seth at all. He was very much separate, stayed away. So he's serious about this. And I was a little sad about it, but I understand he's got a job to do. It was the end of the season, But I understood one thing is that, when I went up there after I'd been tested, because you have the 3 days before your flight, you must be tested to go to Alaska. Everybody else was safe. The only time I felt like I might have been in danger of anything was in Seattle, and we kept separate from everybody in Seattle. But other than that, I felt very safe, very secure.
Yes, totally.
And it was
the airlines are pretty safe.
It was a happy place.
That's awesome, man.
Oh, and like you say, nobody does it better than Kingfisher.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about this.
He consistently does such a great job out there. And just and if you're looking to book next year, he's pretty full already. So you better get on it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not sure where we're at with our Let's Talk Hookup trip in June next year, but I know Kingfisher, because a lot of rollovers from this year, and people are hungry to go back, so get on it if you want to go next year.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, let's talk about Western Outdoor News. Now I thought you were retired.
Let's talk about that word retirement.
Yeah. What is that?
You know, I really, 3 years ago, I kind of stepped down as editor. I just didn't want to be working full time anymore, and what other word could I use for it? But Bob Twilliger, the late Bob Twilliger, allowed me to stay on and continue to do the Cabo tournament, do the Baja reports, and host four or five tournaments, and then do an occasional feature. But it also allowed me also to write for other publications, which I've been doing, not lately because of the whole COVID issues and everything else right now. But right now I'm still doing the Cabo tournament, the Baja reports. I just got back from one of the my only real charter trip for the year because the others were canceled. So I got to go on this one. So I am pretty busy.
That was the Kingfisher trip.
Yeah, so I'm as busy as I want to be with grandkids and traveling. We drove back to St. Louis with my wife and had a great trip there, and then this trip, and then I'm doing Cabo, and I'm driving to Cabo and back for the tournament. Because I'm afraid to fly. It's just that I want to go and go fishing down there. We're going down to L.A. Bay and Loretto, and then we'll head to Cabo for the tournament. And then I'll be there for a week, and then I'll drive home, and then maybe hit a couple of spots, La Paz, on the way up. So trying to make this tournament something special, and then bring some stuff down. You also have to bring some rods and reels down and that kind of thing. But I want to go down there and enjoy Mexico and not just go down, do the tournament, and get out of there. So, and we're planning a really, really great event with a lot of protocols in place. It has been a trying experience to try to get this tournament run.
Because Mexico's been very strict.
Oh, my gosh. It's, try to put on any event down in Mexico right now. It's tough. And so I'm trying to make it as fun as possible, and so now we're just waiting for what Mexico will allow us to do. I think I'm very, very excited about the fact that we already have 47 teams, and I think we're going to have somewhere around 120 is what I'm estimating based on the charters.
What was last year?
It was 154.
154.
So my goal is to get over 100, and then I think we'll get to 120. If we get more, then great. I mean, even during Hurricane Odile 5 years ago, what is it, 5 years ago? We said we were having the tournament, everybody else canceled. Not Bisbee's, but like, you know,
sure,
the Sammy Hagars guys bailed out on Cabo and everything else. I said, we're going. And we ended up with 132 teams that year. So everybody was like, we can't believe you guys, you know, everybody came. I go, everybody wants to go.
The thing, too, is the people in Cabo need it. I mean, they are struggling. Let's face it. There's a lot of struggle throughout Mexico right now because of the economy and such like that. And they need this infusion of income.
We're going into the tournament season now, and Bisbee's is doing very well on signups. They killed it on the East Cape with 71 teams. The Van Wormers had a great tournament with many, many strict protocols. It was unfortunate. But that's 2 weeks after they opened the hotel. They had the draw to shootout with 108 teams, which the money was all the way. It was just as good as it always is. People want to go down. They want to compete. But the protocols are in place. You got to wear a mask, got to distance. We have some restrictions on the size of boat. Smaller boats can only have two people, then three, and the little medium-sized boats and larger boats, you can have four people, the normal four.
Max.
It's all
you
on
can't
the,
have six-person teams.
No, we only have four-person teams anyhow, and then we allow two guests. This year, it's a little different. It's on the website. I did an update that shows, you know, what if you have a 24-foot boat or something, you're only going to be able to have two anglers or three if you only have one crewman. So you're only allowed a certain number of people on the boat.
Got it.
So and that's by Mexico rules.
Mexico rules. We're going to stick to the Mexico rules. So we're telling people this is the case, and then we'll have the protocols and the events. I'm hoping we'll have them on the Malecon and have a party with distancing and flow of tourists through the area, not connecting with the people. But it's been an interesting 5 months of planning, and it's still continuing. But it's a good time. We're excited. We were over $1 million last year in prize money, first time ever. I think. We're one of the three. Let's see, Bisbee's I think has three. We have four tournaments in Mexico that are million-dollar tournaments, and one of them is ours. We'll see if we get there.
That's impressive.
We have a new website this year. Chuck is Chuck and Lori, the new owner, the current owner of Western Outdoor News, after Bob passed. We bought catchstat.com, which allows people to book their boat. Not book their boat, but enter the tournament and pay optionals and expand, even in Cabo, without having to go through the wiring process right online. So that was the big complaint over the years. So that's up there, plus...
Even on the dailies and stuff like that?
Dailies, yes.
That's great.
I mean, credit card up charges will apply. So people can still wire the money if they can. But at this point, they can also look at every other team is
there.
So when you go on that website... it's not a cheap website, let me tell you. It's expensive. So, but this allows all the teams to look at who else is in the optionals.
Yeah, where the money's spread out.
Who's on the team, where the money's spread out. Right now, you know, obviously, on any website for a tournament, it builds up, and then when it gets to the end. But you'll be able to look there and go, okay, well, there's 40 teams in the Wahoo, 40 in the Dorado, and there's 60 teams in the 1,000, and should we throw money into that one? And so it gets kind of a frenzy going, and the guy goes, oh, here's my credit card, you know, boom, bam, bam. You know, you can do it just like that.
Maybe real quick explain what the dailies are, if somebody's not familiar with tournament fishing, because that's really how a lot of the big money is won, is in the dailies, more so not necessarily catching the biggest fish, but it's putting your money...
Who's
you know,
in?
Yeah, it's putting your money in the best spot and then catching the biggest fish that way. Kind of explain like how dailies are and what that is.
All right, well, let's say you enter the tournament for $1,000. There's four guys in your team. You're paying $250. That gets you in the tournament. You're in the tournament. You can win, I don't know, $60,000.
All the parties, all the fun.
All the fun. You're good. We don't ask you to do anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay the $1,000 and you're in.
That's the entry fee.
So 500 of that really just goes to buying everything and doing all the event. The other 500 it goes into the pot. So that's like one tournament. The optionals, as you're asking about that. That's where the money is. People can, and of course they're optionals. So let's say the optionals are very easy. And there's several of them. Dorado, 1,000, Wahoo, 1,000. Then there's 250, 500, 1,000, 2,000. You are only competing against the people in the optionals that you're in with.
Mm-hmm.
So if we all in the tournament and you guys all get into the $1,000 optional and I get in the $1,000 optional, I only have to beat you guys.
Right. There might be 120 boats in the tournament,
yeah.
but there might only be 40 guys in the whatever option in the $1,000 option. So you're competing. You're only competing against those 40 guys.
Right, and that spreads the money out often. Unless somebody goes and even if a team goes across the board and wins all the money in the first day, all those optionals go again the second day.
Right.
Plus, they're probably not going to win the Wahoo or Dorado. So there's going to be Wahoo Dorado individual winners, $40,000 each day.
Wow,
that's $160,000 up for grabs in the on those four optionals, which is Dorado first day, Dorado second day, Wahoo first day.
Wow.
So
that's
one
cool.
team
that's
won.
A lot of money, and it's all about big tuna.
Yeah, well, no,
big tuna,
I don't
Wahoo,
know.
Team
Outcast, I think they got the biggest Dorado the second day. It was 23 pounds the second day because the money flowed from the first day
wow.
when no qualifying Dorado were caught. And the second day, they took a 23-pounder, beat another team by like 2 ounces, and got $80,000.
Wow.
My goodness.
So is it all tuna? No, it's not.
No.
And so there's eight teams that won money last year. One team was over, Team Serena was over $400,000. Another team was over $350,000. And then several teams won anywhere from, I don't know, 80 to, you know, like that. And so it's spread out. And so you have an opportunity to win if you get into the optionals, particularly the Wahoo and the Dorado.
That's
you never
great.
Know. You,
yeah.
might be, you might not catch a big tuna. Some of you might catch a 350-pound tuna the first day, and you're like, okay, well, let's not worry about We'll worry about the second-day optionals
right.
for that. And then, but we're still in it for the Wahoo and the Dorado.
And how many days is it?
It's four days of events. There's seven events going on. Between the weigh-ins and
right.
Cobo
Skate.
Right,
so 4 days
charters.
Of fishing?
2 days of fishing.
2 days of fishing.
Yeah, Bisbee's has 3 days. We have two.
Days of
yeah,
fishing.
Yeah, because
and
of
so
the
if somebody wants to get in,
mm-hmm.
can they still get in now?
Oh, of course, yeah. Sure.
Can they still get a boat, a hotel room, et cetera?
Sure, yeah. Tesoro's offering big discounts. You have
yeah.
People have timeshares. You know, I mean, if I asked anybody probably out there, I'd say, hey, you got a timeshare, you know, I could use. And, yeah, sure, I'll give you the timeshare for $800. I can... But a lot of people are going to stay at the Tesoro. It's the host hotel. It's perfect. It's all central.
Yeah, that's great.
And then and then there's many aspects of the tournament that are also quite fun. So a lot of parties. But the parties are going to be a little bit more carefully designed this
sure.
year, and hopefully Appy, the agency that controls the Malecon there, will allow us to have those parties. We're going to find that out next
Spreading
week.
Spreading it out outside kind of parties.
Right. Yeah.
Like
the tournament at this point. If we had to do our tournament by the strict health protocols that the Van Wormers had to do with the Dorado shootout, you'd basically be one person walking in, checking in. You'd have the weigh-in on the beach or wherever with no one around, with one photographer only. You would not be able to have pictures taken with your fish, just one person. And then everybody would go home. There's no dinner. So it was very strict. They had the tournament. It was a great tournament, but it was not the tournament that was normally under the guidance of Kit McNair.
And you're hoping for something a little different.
Well, I'm hoping for something very different, and I think that they want us to have,
something
different.
Yeah, because like we talked about earlier, they need it. So before you had LosCabosTunaJackpot.com, is that website still available?
Yeah, that's still up and running.
Is that
website? Well, we have three. We have WoNews.com, which is the normal one.
Yeah.
You can access the tournament through that and all the links. We also have the old website, which is LosCabosTunaJackpot.com, which has been around for 22 years. And then we also have something called CatchStat.com, which is now enables everybody to get live scoring, enter the tournament, change their roster, and then also this year we'll be doing Facebook Live from the weigh-in for 2 hours each day.
Cool. Now, from LosCabosTunaJackpot.com, can you access these other websites? Are there links to it, or is it all independent?
Right now, there's no access from LosCabosTunaJackpot.com just because we haven't done that yet.
CatchStat.com, okay.
Well, you can't, if you look on the...
If you went to CatchStat.com, you could do everything.
Right. It's like an app. I listen to the show on the app for you. I have
CatchStat.com. Oh, so it's an app.
It's an app
and a website. Okay.
Yeah. The website for the specific for the tournament is an actual website within that. So, but if you want to just go to see the live scoring when you're down in Cabo and you have the app, you just push the app and boom, you're already signed in. And up comes the live scoring and a lot of the details.
That'll be cool.
That's great.
Now, what are the dates of the tournament?
November 4th through the 7th. And then we have a so I'll have a check-in at the Tesoro, hopefully. And then we'll have the weigh-ins the next 2 days. And then we'll have the awards dinner on Saturday. If not, then we go to Plan B. So I don't want to get – it's too complicated on what Plan B might be here for a radio show. But best assured, everything is in place.
That's great.
For whatever the Mexican authorities will allow us to do. Right now we're looking for a fairly normal tournament. It looks like last year. And from what I understand, everybody, I'm talking to Grace down at Griselda's Smokehouse. She says, everybody's very excited. We're so tired of all this. Everybody wants to fish. And I feel that Bisbee's and a lot of the other tournaments will have that same feeling down there.
Bring some normalcy back to Cabo.
Well, yeah. And but, yeah, you got to wear a mask. You got to do a little bit of distancing.
Absolutely.
There's a few rule changes, and we've been working on that. I've been working on this thing full time, and Chuck has been working like crazy up there at West Shenandoah News. I haven't been up there for like 8 months.
Well, my wife, semi-retired.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the first office I've actually been in for 6 months.
Yeah, how's it feel?
It feels safe. Yeah, feels good.
Hey, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Yeah, we really do. It's always so much fun having Pat in here, and so much to cover. Obviously, we got so much to talk about with the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament coming up, but, I mean, Pat, a very experienced angler in his own right, private boat fishing, big fish fishing up in Alaska. There's so much great stuff to cover, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. And don't forget, always busy when Pat's in here this morning. And if those phone lines are busy and you want to get through, you can now text the show. A very cool new feature. If you download the Let's Talk Hookup app, just like Pat was talking about, for sure the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's available on your Android device in the Google Play Store or right through the App Store on your iPhone. Totally free download. Listen to the show. And also, there's a little button right on there that you can text to the show. Just make sure to include your name, and we're not able to reply to anybody via the text, but it's a great option to be able to ask a question of Pat or ask a question of Pete, whatever you want, and get your text right through there. So again, if you want to get through, shoot us a text or give us a call, 833-288-0973. Not only are we talking with Pat the next 2 hours having fun with you, we're also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing on the Liberty, on a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing. The fishing has been speaking for itself lately. Great fishing going on those full-day trips with really good scores lately of yellowfin tuna. There's been good Dorado and yellowtail on kelps. I mean, there's some great, great fishing going on. And somebody's going to get to do that on a full-day trip on the Liberty. And when we come back, we're taking those phone calls, taking your texts. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory. memory.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Always so much fun having Pat in the studio. Again, yep. If you want to join us, it's going to be a busy morning. There's one single phone line open. It's 833-288-0973.
Now, speaking of Western Outdoor News, of course, every other week it's digital, and mm-hmm. then every other week is printed. And this week is the printed edition, and I might make special note and a congratulations to Ricky's partner in the boat, Neil Barber, won the Big Fish Challenge. What is that, like 4 years in a row?
I don't know where he's going to put another big fish, like one in the house. Like one of the very cool parts about that one big fish tournament is the winners of the categories get a fish mount, you know, of their big fish. Well, I don't know how many times Neil's been, you know, lucky, good, whatever, enough to win that big fish category.
He's
but
good.
There are multiple 100-pound fish hanging up on the wall at Neil's house. and that's my old roommate. I used to live at that place, and it's a cool house, but like there are a lot of really big fish
big
in just a relatively regular sized house.
Is Neil married?
Actually, we were at Neil and Lainey's engagement party last night.
Oh,
so yeah.
We'll see how long those tuna last on his wall.
After he gets married, yeah.
She's a pretty cool chick, so I would guess they'll be around for a while. They're getting married at Palmas de Cortez in the spring next year.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Neil. That's fantastic.
Congratulations, Neil, and congratulations on him yet again winning the Big Fish Challenge. You want to check that out. It's in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. You'll see the picture. It was like 260 or 2 hours. It's like some giant bluefin.
I know.
Yeah, he's amazing.
There's been some big ones. I don't know when you're going to get back to bluefin fishing.
Yeah,
oh, my
wait
gosh. Look
I'm
at
wait
you.
Till next season.
Next season. Yeah.
I'm going to give him a rest this season.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to you, Pat, so let's jump into it.
All right. Well, let's start this one off this morning up in Anza. We're going to talk to Dave. Dave, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, Pat, you know, I've been a subscriber to the Western Outdoor News for 25-plus years. I've always enjoyed your writing there. And I noticed on the Baja Fish Reports there's a new McDonald writing there. Is she going to be following your dad's footsteps?
Well, you know, Megan was my daughter, and of course she's been to Baja all throughout Baja, and she's been fishing, you know, all of her life. So when I was doing it full time, she would fill in for me. But when and so I trained her how to do it, you know, because you know writing and fishing are two different things. She's a great writer. She writes for several nonprofits, company in New York. So she's very capable, actually better than I am. So when I was able to, because of AB5, and I was only limited to 35 submissions to Western Outdoor News,
and explain that. We talked about that before the show. AB5 was a silly law that Gavin Newsom put in that limited writers to be independent contractors to 35 submissions, is that right?
Right, yeah. Well, the legislator down here in San Diego is the one who actually wrote it, and Newsom just signed it because he'll sign anything.
Yeah.
So, sorry, but...
anything that's stupid, he'll sign.
Well, then he signed the amendment to it. Why didn't he just look at the law and say it was stupid back in January? So as of January 1st, almost all freelancers who were steady workers for companies, and this includes Lyft and Uber were the targets on this, but we all got sucked into this. So all
lot of freelancers got fired because the companies could not, and only in California. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, so many people in Nevada.
Of course it's California. So,
yeah. Well, you know, the California freelancers and all these people who had the side gigs were all got canned, sure, or they were limited. So I got knocked down to 35 submissions to Western Outdoor News, and so Megan stepped in and took the other 30 or so.
Nice.
Yeah. Now the law has been amended, and so now I can go back to it. But I think Megan is doing a great job, and we'll just split up
great.
The duties. It allows Linda and I to travel and not have to do it each week.
And I remember Megan, when she came into the studio, she was like 10 or 12 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Uh-huh.
Now, how old is Megan now?
She's 39.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'm 66, buddy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
a gray hair. So, yeah. But no, she's doing a great job. Thanks, Dave. And, yeah, she's doing a great job. She's done some features for us over the years. And so I was very, very protective of those reports and doing those stories. And she does a fantastic job.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great. And thank goodness he reneged on that bill and so that freelance writers submit.
Right. Well, she rewrote the thing and then he signed it. So he really is just a rubber stamp guy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a fact, is that, you know, the governor is kind of like a smiley face guy. Going, yeah, bam. But I'm glad he signed it, and it should be signed, and I didn't think there was going to be an issue with it. And it helped a lot of people out, people like me who really don't need the money, but there are people on side gigs that really need the money. And so this is important that bill was amended. Thank goodness.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Okay, we have Bill V listening on the app in Blue River, Colorado, and he wants to know, will Pat at the Tuna Jackpot party host his white leather Elvis suit?
Well, you know, we did have a costume contest about 3 years ago when the tournament got moved into the dates, because the calendar dates never change, but the way it's, you know, it's positioned, you know, near Halloween. So on Halloween down there, we had costume party. So I got a full, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my buddy who was rooming with me, Bill Jubb. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell anybody that I had bought this thing. It was like a $200, you know, Elvis outfit. It's a full Elvis outfit. And so I packed it in, and my buddy's like, "What is in the closet?" And I go, "Forget it. Don't even think about
worry.
It. I go, get out." So I walked down onto the Malecon, and we had this big party, and I had the full open chest thing, you know, with the gold and everything. It was fun. So, yeah, I think I wore it a couple of years later walking around Halloween with my granddaughter and my daughter. But no, I don't think I'm going to break that out again anymore.
All right, there you go. That was submitted, of course, on our Let's Talk Hookup app through the text. Yeah, but yeah. I can see pictures of that.
That's
one,
pretty
sure.
Good.
I think it's on your website.
Okay.
I think it is. I think it's somewhere in there. I was looking like, oh my gosh,
should be a level up thing. Like every time you guys hit the $1 million mark for tournament winnings, then Pat has to bust out the Elvis costume.
Elvis, there you go.
Oh my.
Hey, let's go south now to John Ireland at Rancho Leonero on Baja's East Cape. Buenos dias, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Rick. Hello, Pat.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Well, speaking of tuna, it's picking up. Yeah, that's been this kind of the story down here all week. We got good 86-degree water. It's clear, clean. Flat mornings. The afternoon breezes pick up about noon, something like that, out of the southeast. But it's nice. It's making it. It's surprisingly cool down here for September. You know, highs are in the low 90s, but they're real pleasant afternoons. And normally in September, you know, it get pretty darn hot. And it just hasn't. It's been very, very nice. Good fishing for the tuna. The tuna's really been the story. Early in the week, the boats were ranging around outside, looking under the porpoise and picking up some not real big tuna, you know, football size, a little bit bigger, maybe to 10 pounds, something like that. But now they've been fishing inside and a lot of real quality yellowfin between 20 and I think our biggest was 58 pounds this week. But they're all off the La Rivera, off the Lighthouse, front of Cuda, Colorado, and then down off Venaramas, off the White Cliffs. We're getting a lot of real nice big sardine and loads of them, you know. So everybody's loading up and chumming like crazy and really bringing the tuna up. Most boats are picking up, you know, 3 to 5 and some limiting. But I'd say the average fish is 25 or 30 pounds, which for us is a good size yellowfin for sure. They've been fishing the bottom as well and picking up some really quality fish on the bottom. They had a 38-pound pargo yesterday, dog-tooth snapper. That's a good-sized pargo.
Yeah.
And lots of amberjack on the bottom, too. The sardine is what's really helping. We have the amberjack to 60 pounds, and every day we're seeing three or four nice-sized amberjack coming in. And they're taking them, of course, on the bottom, on the high spots, with sardine again. Sardine has been the key. Billfish and roosterfish, a lot of roosterfish. They're back, very, very light pressure, you know. Everybody's chasing the yellowfin. And, by the way, everybody is loading up. I was watching their loading up the ice chest today. We got a group going out, and these guys are taking two ice chests full of fish. They're each one of them about 100 pounds of a yellowfin, a pole, yes, which is pretty cool. But consequently, nobody's really going after the guyos. I was walking the dogs yesterday and saw two working the bait inside that had to have been 60, 70 pounders at least. The billfish, there's not much pressure on them either. There's a lot of bait in the bay. There's bait, just bait thick everywhere. So they're picky biters for those that are trying it for them. Not many really taken. Overall, fishing is really good. Some Dorado as well. I didn't mention that. Yeah, they're picking up two or three Dorado. Nice size Dorado, you know, 10 to 15 pounders as well. So there's a good mix and really good fishing. It's probably been our best fishing week in the last 5 or 6 weeks. So
fantastic. Yeah, and perfect timing. About 3 weeks away from the Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament that we're going to be running simultaneously with our Palmas de Cortez tournament, which is interesting because we had to cancel the June tournament, so we moved it to simultaneously run the Rancho Leonero tournament. And I believe Pam said there was a couple of rooms left for our tournament October the 8th, huh?
Yeah, we do have some room left. It's going to be a nice tournament, you know. I think we've got 16 or 17 boats going out, which is not normal for us, but we do have rooms, and like I said, the fishing has really picked up. If it continues, it should be red hot, and it's going to be good for Pat and the tuna shootout down below, and because the yellowfin really bite has really, really picked up markedly,
yeah,
so
let's
hope that
good.
Continues.
And we have $500 cash prize from Dave at Statewide Stripes, so that's going to be great. And a trip to Rancho Leonero to defend your title the following year, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, gift certificates, and Maui Jim sunglasses, a lot of great prizes for our tournament. So join in, and how do we get a hold of you at Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Right. Fantastic, John. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks, right. John.
Thanks, John.
Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
All right, you got it. How about this time we talk to another John, John from Laguna Beach. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. My question is to Pat. I have two questions. Can I bring a boat from San Diego down to the contest? And then my second question is, do I have to have four people, or can I go with two?
Yes, you can bring your boat down. A lot of people do. A lot of private boats in that tournament. And you can, you're allowed a maximum of four anglers on the on the thing. Now, what's length of your boat determines how many people you can have on that boat. If it's below 26 feet, it's going to be four people on that boat maximum. If you have four
people on
four, because
it's over 26,
you only have two crew and two anglers. So you can just, of course, if it's your own boat, you don't really have crew, so it's just four team members fishing on the boat. You're allowed. It's all about spacing 6 feet,
sure.
3 meters. It's all based on some formula. So you're okay. Yeah, bring the boat down. You you can have two people on that boat, and you can actually have two more people if you want to bring them as guests, or you can just have all four anglers. It's in the rules. It's pretty spelled out. But yeah, we'd love to have you. Come on down. It's going to be great.
I know you've had multiple big boats that come down from San Diego and, you know, in temporary import in Cabo and fish all the Cabo tournaments. Have you ever had trailer boat guys, like, drag their boat on the trailer all the way down to the tournament?
Yeah, we had a group from Northern California and Southern, a group like Vagabundos type
type guys, and they had went down as a caravan.
That's
we had
awesome.
Like it was like 10 or 11. They you know they fished all the way down, then they fished the tournament.
How and cool!
Always stories of like breakdowns. We had Eat Me Lures, John Boyer. He sure. came all the way from Salem, Oregon, with his boat.
That's rad.
That was a big boat, and he's also taken it by water too. So he's not going to be in the tournament this year, but he did the shootout. He has a boat down there in Cabo, and he brings it all the way around. It's a beautiful boat that he brought over from Puerto Los Cabos. So, yeah, a lot of private boats are in that tournament, not just charter boats. But
and it's based out of the main Cabo Harbor, but if you keep your boat up in the Puerto Los San Cabos Jose. And San Jose,
bring it down.
You can bring it down.
Yeah, bring it down for the start boat. We have the Cabo X8 start boat is going to be there. We're limited to 70 people at this point on the start boat, and we sell the $40 tickets to that.
That's a fun time.
And that money goes... $30 of that money goes to Smiles International Foundation.org for cleft palate surgeries, all surgical supplies. So that's a we're doing that again.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's fun. But yeah, we're it's going to be a party. It's going to be a tournament. December. I don't know if we're going to get over $1 million, but you never know.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, the fact that you're having a tournament during these COVID times is just fantastic.
Yeah,
it is. And people need it. We need it. Yeah. I need it. I want to go down to Cabo and party and join in the fun. You know, it's a really really fun time.
Yeah. So masks are required of all anglers and guests. If you're anywhere in the area of the tournament, we'll ask people. We're not going to like. Beat them over the head with a bat. But there will be Mexican officials down there will say, please put your mask on. They're not requiring like tourists to do it. But if you have an event, you're required to have a mask. And we are requiring people at the tournament, please wear a mask. If you don't have one, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Buffs. You know, we'll have buffs down there and everything else. And there'll be protocols and they'll do temperature checks and that kind of thing, just like anything. And so I'm going to feel very, very safe, and people are going to be adhering to the health protocols to keep not only themselves safe but also the people down in Cabo.
Going to be fun.
Perfect.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time we're going to talk to Carl. Carl's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Carl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, my question, I have two. One's for Ricky. Yesterday you guys were talking about putting the curved butts on rods.
Right,
can you
right.
put them on pretty much any rod?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, it's a modification that can be done either at the start of building a rod, or it's definitely a modification that can be done afterwards. I will say there is no going back because it requires to physically cut the blank, and then we remove the reel seat. You know, we basically cut the reel seat off, cut the back of the rod to the desired length, install the ferrule, which is the two-piece that allows the curved butt to screw back onto. But yeah, if you have a favorite big tuna rod and you want to modify it to adapt to a unibutt like we were talking about yesterday, it's definitely doable for sure.
And then also you can get straight or curved
Correct.
Butt, right?
Yeah.
And so you can, if you want a straight butt, you can put that on. You can want a curved butt, you can put that
totally.
On.
Totally, yeah.
And it's just a matter of screwing it on.
Yeah, it's just, they call it a little ferrule. It's just like a little gimbal piece with a collet nut on it, and you slide the butt is basically the female end. The male end is attached to your rod, and yeah, you could switch back and forth from a curved to a short, long, short, whatever. It's, all the options exist.
And then you had another question?
I missed the CCA number yesterday. Do you still have that?
You know, I didn't get that from Bill. So let's see.
Oh, you didn't give it yesterday.
No,
that's why I
didn't
give
it yesterday. So you didn't miss it. I didn't get that from Bill. So hopefully Bill Varney's listening and he'll send me the number, the winner. Because, I forgot that it's the third week. And
exactly.
You're on it.
Good,
all right.
Good job, Carl.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. All kinds of good. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400. 303.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time with Pat here this morning talking tuna tournament.
Indeed, and let's go ahead and jump into the catch report.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's biting today. The catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. While we've been sitting here in the show, I've seen the Royal Polaris, the Big X, the Surgeon. There's a lot of boats.
There's a lot of boats
coming. I think the Star is in today. Those are going to be some very busy fish
guys.
Pros today.
Yeah.
And they're going to be available for you when your trip returns to the San Diego landings or your private boat catch. Now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish. You can also buy their smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, and that amazing new poke kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start off with Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there? Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Brian.
Great. Great to have you. What's going on? I understand there's some good fishing out of Dana Wharf.
We had a good week. You know, it was a week of up and down, you know, for sure, with cooler water again, right? Wind again.
Crazy.
Mixing that swell, churn things up. Just we're kind of used to it here now, just adapting and making do with what we have to work with. So the half-day fishing for us, the bass fishing has been the mainstay on these half-day trips. The usual approaches, as you'd imagine, live bait, either the fly line type deal or a sliding egg sinker has been producing the best results there on that kelp bass. Guys fishing the sinkers, like reverse dropper loop type deal, some nice sheephead and sand bass. Also, the guys coming prepared with a little bit of shrimp or some clam. I've seen a little bit better action on that sheephead and stuff like that off the bottom. We did have a couple days of some really good bonito fishing at the beginning of the week. You know, it was good fish, 5 to 7 pound fish. It was kind of troll stops, and then, you know, catching fish on the live bait and then the shiny jigs. Super fun fishing, but that stuff, as fast as it moved in, it scooted out. We've been unable to locate it. You know, we've checked all around on the beach, offshore. We've been looking for that stuff. So from what I hear, there's a good wave of that stuff still kind of creeping its way up the beach. So we're hoping we see some more of that. And then along the hard bottom here on the coast, we've been seeing some of that smaller grade venue, that 1 to 2 pound stuff, up and around in the kelp. Three-quarter day has been kind of a mixed bag deal as well. Some days we've kept it along the beach, targeting bass, bonito, yellowtail. And then other days we've been out deep on the anchor fishing for reds, grouper, and mixed rockfish. So it's all kind of been condition-oriented, depending on, you know, whatever the best situation is kind of how that scenario has been playing out. Over at Catalina, it's been very good for the all-day boats. Phenomenal bonito fishing still over there, and the yellowtail fishing has been steady as well. You know, that yellowtail has been a vast grade of fish. It's ranged in size from, you know, that small firecracker variety to that robust 25 to 30 pound fish over there. So all in the mix for sure. The bass fishing there hasn't been super phenomenal, so majority of the days just spent targeting that yellowtail and bonito. And then finally the Fury. He's been offshore. He had a real good day and a half earlier in the week where he got down to that lower yellowfin zone, had a good hit on that. He had 98 fish for his charter group there. And then he's been over at Clemente fishing that yellowtail and kind of the bass deal, the standard San Clemente Island fishing over there for him. So that's kind of it for us. If you want to hop on a trip, certainly reservations are the way to go. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out online, too, at danawharf.com.
Right on, man. Well, certainly some good fishing going on. If that's the type of fishing we're having with adverse conditions, man, give us a week of no wind and some warm water. We'll really see it, because that sure doesn't sound bad to me, Willie. I'm glad to hear things are going well for you guys, and we do have a nice-looking, at least forecast, a nice week of weather in the book. So anxious to hear what goes down next week. Appreciate the report. As always, Brian, we'll look forward to talking to you the next Sunday.
All right, thanks for the time, guys. Talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks, Willie.
Appreciate that. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, I want to tell you, join us for the fun, exciting remote at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island Saturday, October 3rd, just less than 2 weeks away. Broadcasting from the Paloma Pool Deck, really cool new pool deck that they have there. It's right in front of the marina, overlooking the beautiful Kona Kai Marina, and right behind the main entrance fountain. The bar is going to be open. You can win some great prizes, like we're going to give away Maui Jim sunglasses and all kinds of great stuff. Room nights at the Kona Kai Resort, a whole lot more. Join us at the Kona Kai Resort. I know Steve and Adam will be there, and a special guest. It's going to be a fun show.
That is a really cool event. And, like, when you think Kona Kai, you always kind of think first class. Let me tell you, they keep that going. Like, they always are such gracious hosts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They put on a great event every time we do a live broadcast. It's a really fun one.
For sure. So join us at full 2 hours, fun remote, Kona Kai Resort, Saturday, October 3rd. Don't miss it.
You got that. Hey, well, the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. We're going to talk to him. Gundy, what's going on in the surf?
How's it going, gents?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, we got a classic fall setup. I guess Tuesday we're going to be the first day of fall. And, you know, I always like after Labor Day for some of the best surf fishing, just because the crowd numbers go down and you get on those beaches all by yourself and those fish are acting right, you know, so... Let's start, you know, just as an overview, good Corbina action. We had lots of spot fin this week. We got a new moon coming in, so some strong tides. And those guys up north still catching a lot of white sea bass out of the surf. And then big numbers of bonita up and down the coast. So, you know, like I said, fall begins Tuesday, and often this next few weeks can be some of the best fishing of the year. Hook, line, sinker reported another week of good fishing. That Goleta Beach, Goleta Pier area continues to produce. They had both legal halibut and legal white sea bass. A lot of bait along this stretch, and the guys are just throwing the hard jerk baits in there, generally fishing for halibut, but picking up white sea bass in between. They had, I think the top halibut this week was 31 inches, but they also had a 35-inch and, you know, just 28 to 35-inch white sea bass. Not big ones, but, hey, out of the surf line, that's a cool deal. Sardine and anchovy patterns working best. Morning tides also best. Wiley's reported another two legal sea bass reported to the shop there, one taken at Paradise Cove, the other one at Coastline Drive. Both of these fish were taken on smelt pattern swim baits. One went 34, another 36 inches, real nice fish. Same scenario, lots of bait in the shallows. Just Fishing reported good action there on Big Corbina off Torrance Beach. 3 pound to 8 ounce, I think, was the big fish this week. and the anglers were throwing ghost shrimp, which is really a good bait late in the season. Those tank crabs start drying up, and you're seeing those bigger models, and the ghost shrimp's a good way to get their attention. Big fish had some big spotfin came in this week, most taken off the Steel Beach Pier and then the jetty there. Several fish over 4 pounds. I think a 6 pound, 2 ounce was a big fish this week, taking on a bloodworm off 72nd place. The new moon tides, like I said, are in, and those big spotfin like those strong tides. Catch 'em Tackle reported lots of corbina this week. River jetties, street jetties have been good stretches. Lots of fish in the 2 to 3 pound range. Hogan's and Dana Point reported good corbina action south of the pier there, but also very good bonita action. And one angler took a limit off T Street, and he was throwing a cold sniper on a 9 foot rod, took a limit out of the surf line of bonita. That's kind of a neat deal, and rarely would that happen. But Pacific Coast also reported good bonita action off the Oceanside Pier and solid corbina bite off South Carlsbad there. So, you know, it's a good idea to keep that chrome spoon in your pocket, you know, and if you're fishing for other species, and all of a sudden those bonies pop up, make a quick switch, and you can bag yourself a few bonita to go with it. Kind of neat fishing.
Sweet.
Right now.
That's fun fishing, too. And like you say, those things show themselves pretty well, so you can at least be somewhat prepared for it.
That's right. Good action. Good fall action, guys.
I like it, Gundy. Sounds like some good fishing to be had. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks, they really have been the go-to hook this season for the tuna. From the Nautilus Light to the standard Nautilus, all the way up to the brand-new Nautilus HD, Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ring or non-ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks now at selected tackle stores.
Yeah, and we have our Gamakatsu-sponsored Liberty two-day trip this afternoon. That'll be good. Good luck to those anglers.
Yeah.
Talk about timing.
Good timing.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I always like it when it's a trip like that, you know, because you don't really know what, you know, all options are in play. You know, there's been fantastic yellowfin tuna fishing with good Dorado and yellowtail to mix it down to the south, and then that big trophy hunting bluefin fishing out to the west, and big school-size bluefin out to the west.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, lots of opportunities for those guys on that two-day.
Lots of good stuff. And if you want to go on our next Gamakatsu-sponsored two-day Liberty trip, it's October 4th through the 6th, coming up real soon, just a couple weeks away. $675.
That's
includes your food, two-day trip, limited to 25 anglers.
Oh,
so fisherman'slanding.com for that if you want to go. Another great trip coming up, speaking of limited load, is on the Royal Polaris. It's a Let's Talk Hookup 6-day sponsored limited load trip in December. Limited to 20 anglers on
the Royal Polaris.
Can you believe that? That's a
on
big
the RP.
Boat. On the RP.
We were just watching them, in the world headquarters here, right next to Fisherman's Landing, just watched them pull away, heading for the fuel dock. And I always, every time I look at that boat, that is the true classic long range giant boat. And I look at that thing and think 20 people,
they disappear
on a boat like that.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So if you want to go, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com, book right online or give a call to the office and they'll get you set up.
That's
Let's go
sweet.
Ahead and jump back in the phone.
You
Drew.
Got it, man. Well, they're packed up. And if you want to get your shot to talk to Pat and your shot at winning a trip on the Liberty, it's 833-288-0973. Next up, we're going to talk to Tom. He's calling us from University City. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. One is related to the Mexico border. I thought that it was still closed for non-essential travel, so maybe Pat could let us know if we're able to drive down there with a boat or when that would be possible. And the other is about trout fishing, since with Western Outdoor News, you've tracked trout fishing for so many years. I was wondering, you know, how trout fishing is now compared to historically, and if this is a good season. I heard that there was an issue with the a problem with the farm trout, and there weren't that many. So I was curious about that.
A couple good questions.
Well, I'll take the last one first. So I was just up in the Sierra with my family, and I've been – I haven't really been tracking too much on the app, but when I went up there, I started looking into where it might be good for fishing, and then the word up there is that the hatcheries are really not planting. There are some cage culture type things at June Lake where they're holding fish and releasing them, where the fishing is good there. People who really do know how to fish are catching some fish, but it is not like it was.
But it had such heavy pressure this summer.
Yeah. Really, you know, you didn't have anybody go in there in the beginning, and then you had they just crammed in there, and they caught a lot of fish. But there's definitely there's some Inyo County, Mono County, they're planting some, but the tournament fishing game really can't count on them planting anything. So definitely it has been off in terms of the smaller catchables, no question about it. So it's a disease issue with the hatchery. So definitely off this year for the Sierras in general, but there are people, friends of mine, have gone up there and done quite well. Whether it's fly fishing, Crowley Lake, that kind of thing, it's been good. So if you kind of know what you're doing, but if you're out there with the kids, you want to get a five quick fish limit, a smaller fish, it's not as good this year.
Challenging.
Yeah, and then we have
the smoke
issues, yeah. And they've closed down the forest. So Lynn and I were going to go back up again this last week, and we weren't able to go because every forest up there is closed down, and so we canceled. And then we'll go back later when things reopen. Hopefully, we won't have another big fire season, another episode as we go. But to answer your question, yeah, fishing has definitely been off in this year for the smaller catchable fish provided by the hatcheries because they're not operational.
Off for going to a standard lake, like you're saying, and hanging on the shore, but maybe a really good excuse or reason for you to branch out and go do something cool and different. Go explore a creek and catch a brook trout or something like that. There's so much cool stuff to do up in that Sierra that if the lack of plantable DFG trout maybe changes your plan, it's just a good reason to branch out and go do something else. Like that's what we're falling in love with so much up there, is there is so many
different
things to do, whether you fish a big river or a big creek, right, or a small stream. So make your trip up there.
My daughter went up there with me. She really wanted to go and kind of recreate the experience she had. She was in.
Sure.
She says, "Dad, I really want to go fishing." She's 39 years old. And I go, "Fine, we'll go. We can do the float tube. We'll do this. We'll rent a boat."
Of course, she's right in
Big Rock. So she knows how to fish. And I said, "Okay, we'll go." I don't know. I can't guarantee how we're going to catch fish. So I just dropped down to ultra light, tiny little hooks, little power bait, mixed up a little special deal on it. And we.
And we're
catching fish. So you can catch fish down there if you drop down. People just generally go a little bit too heavy there, and they're trolling. They try to do the same things that they've done every year, and it doesn't work sometimes. Okay.
What was your first question?
Oh, yeah. He wants the trailer to drive down September 25th.
Oh, yeah. The restrictions, the border closure and such like that.
Yeah. There's no restrictions really going down if you're on a boat and you're going down. It's at this point. September 25th, I think, is the date that that's supposed to. But they may extend it beyond. But I haven't heard of anybody. I haven't heard of any issues going down there right now. It's getting back with the long border waits because the federal government is making life hard, particularly during the week. The weekend's not as bad, but you can have long border waits. Get the app for the customs, and you can gauge. It'll tell you up to the minute what the border weight is, and you can gauge that. But no issues that I know of for non-essential travel for sport fishermen and that kind of thing.
Good deal. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, another great hour. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool's surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggedy body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.